Hey guys, welcome to Adrian Has Issues. Today we have we have two special guests. I've now combined them into one. They're like the Dragon Megazord of podcast guests. If you guys had listened to, what episode did we, I don't know, it was like the first solo episode of Adrian and Atlas Have Issues, where two good friends of mine, Ashley Bergie and Erica Ritter, we sat down, we talked hockey, and getting kicked out of concerts. Good times were had, and people were like, oh, those two ladies that were on your show, they're really funny, you should bring them back on. And I was like, yeah, I should. And eventually it happened, like, right now. And this intro is the worst. See, like, unfortunately what happened was we spent all the first half hour talking about the various Gatorade varieties, and I'm like, that's far more entertaining than anything I could do. So, Ashley, Erica, welcome back to the show.
Hey, howdy.
So, about this Gatorade, I just want to bring this up because I feel like people need to
know,
like, what were the ones, like, the diaper, what was all this?
I'm gonna have to see if my phone didn't kill it. Yeah, I think I killed it. It was like Red Diaper Tornado or something like that.
Oh, Red Tornado Diaper, which I don't know if that's based on, like, the DC superhero Red Tornado, or...
It was like a fake Wikipedia page all about Gatorade. And maybe those flavors were made up, but I mean, in my heart, they're real forever, right?
Right. Well, I guess they were kind of making fun of the fact that there's like 800 variations of the exact same two flavors.
It was listed as out-of-country flavors. So maybe those names just are really funny translations. Let's see. Where was it?
You know, I'm actually going to Google Red Tornado Diaper and see what comes up.
Yeah, Red Tornado Diaper. Yep.
Because this is how we were all just going to like research stuff as we're doing
this. You also really liked Fierce Lime Crime. That was your other favorite.
I like Fruit Punch You in the Face.
Riptide Rush Diarrhea.
These can't be real.
It says drink flavors available outside the U.S.
This can't be real.
See, the problem is I typed in Red Tornado Diaper, and all I got was Red Tornado from DC Comics.
I Googled Blue Purple Gatorade because that's what started this, and the link that came up was wikibin.org, and then it's articles, list of Gatorade flavors.
I don't...
Maybe it's fake, but it makes me happy.
When a fruit punch you in the face.
Well, see, now I found a list about the 10 best Gatorade flavors.
Sky Blast Urine.
That one has to be fake. There's no way.
Apple Ice Skates. Berry Mary Dairy.
No.
Cherry Berry Carry Larry.
Black Ice. What about White Ice?
See, 5 minutes into the actual show, like show proper, and you're already racist.
Yep. Biceps, why not triceps? These cannot be real flavors. No. This is so good, though. Berry Rain on the Brain.
What? Okay, how many drugs do you have to do to, like, arrange this list?
Strawberry, watermelon, shroom.
Citrus purplish.
Speaking of drugs.
Lime ice on the train.
Tropical stormy underwear.
Well, that would go great with your Red Tornado Diaper. Which, I'm sorry, I think about Red Tornado Diaper, and I'm like, you might want to go to the hospital if that's what's going on.
Right? Oh, this is bad. X Factor, Crosby. Nope, not having any of that.
Oh, see what? Boo.
Citrus Water Band-Aid.
Sick.
Peach Cooler Spam.
Ew. That's it. We've reached the end of the internet.
Extreme. Well, and that'll do it for Adrian Has Issues.
Last one. Extremo Tropical Intenso Bling Bling, y'all.
What?
I can't even.
Oh, so it's been a couple of months since the last time we had you guys on. And what's been going on since then?
Hockey. Lots and lots of hockey.
So much.
Well, for you too, because let's see. New Jersey has decided they're not going to actually participate in this year's Tri-Wizard tournament.
Don't touch the port key, New Jersey. Don't touch the port key.
Well, I was going to say at this point, New Jersey is just like the sad corpse of Cedric Diggory as it makes its way back to Hogwarts.
So they've already touched the port key is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's too late. You crossed the railroad tracks. You can't go back.
All right. Well, for everybody else who's... All right. So what are the playoff standings?
Well...
Where do you want to start?
Yeah.
I guess we should start in our respective divisions.
Well, there's two of us and one of her, so...
Two of us and one of me.
Hey, he's in my conference, yo.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right.
Well...
I got it here.
Okay, awesome.
So, what do we have, want by division?
Yeah.
So, for divisions, for Eastern Conference, we have...
You're just going to read
the Yes! Whole. Just read the whole thing. No. Wait, is wild card better?
Nah. Yeah, that's probably there you go. The best.
Yeah, wild card probably better. Yeah.
There you go. All right.
All right, so, you're going to over to wild card now.
There you go. Yeah, that's because that's quicker. That's the Reader's Digest. So, Atlantic Division, you've got the Hobbs, and then, the Bolts. The Bolts. And then Detroit.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo. Well, you know what? Okay, I'm going to say this. I don't necessarily boo the Red Wings, but they're such a boring team to watch in playoffs.
Okay, here's the thing. I grew up with an intense, fiery hatred of Detroit because you're raised to. Like, I hate Chicago and I hate Detroit the same. The fact that they're now Eastern doesn't change a difference to me. They're still the devil, and it's the worst, and I fucking hate Detroit.
No love for RoboCop.
That red and white is hard to watch too on the ice. It looks like it's medic related or something. I don't know.
Little ambulances just skating around.
Yes, ambulances on ice skates. And the Metropolitan Division, we've got the
Rangers. Oh crap! The Rangers actually just eked right past the Islanders. Yep, no, damn it!
Come on, blue and orange, pull it out.
Wait, hold on tight. Wait, yeah. Wait, what?
I have no comment.
Blue and orange, like pull it out of your hat. I mean, like they've got to do this because there's nothing I want more than not to have the Rangers atop the Metropolitan Division.
Also, the Islanders.
Yeah. Come on, derpy blue and orange, you can do it.
I've never, if it weren't for the fact that my dearest love is in Long Island, I would have no real like account for the Islanders. But it's like we go to a bar and like everybody's rocking like Islanders jerseys, and I feel okay because you know what they're like. Oh, so you like you into the Islanders? I'm like, nah, I'm a Devils fan. They're like, all right, cool, and they nod and they go on about their business.
Yeah,
they don't hate you.
I don't get threatened, or I don't have to like go home on drunk trains and those people like chanting and screaming for a cup they'll never win.
Those fucking fish sticks jerseys are glorious too. The ones with the like the Gordon's fisherman on them.
Oh, the jerseys from the mid-90s.
Yes, I kind of.
I love those. I actually had a T-shirt with that on it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'm all about that. The colors are fun.
In a terrible 90s sort of.
Yes.
Way.
What 90s color combination don't you appreciate though? Think about that. Yeah. You wanted that Coyotes hat just the other day. I don't want to hear your nonsense.
That's because that logo is epically glorious.
And also...
It's one of the greatest logos of all time.
Right? Thank you.
And to finish this conversation, this part of it, teal and eggplant. Teal and eggplant. Mighty Ducks. Mighty Ducks.
Anyway, back to the standings.
back to the standings. The wild card for the Eastern Conference right now, it's the Capitals and Boston. And there's a 6-point gap for the next spot, and that's the Panthers.
Go Panthers.
And our fingers are crossed the Panthers sneak into the wild card, because it'd be hilarious if the Florida fucking Panthers beat out Boston or the Capitals. But
now I have to, like, now I'm forced to care about them because fucking Yager's playing with them. Why are they making me care about teams I don't like?
Bobby Lou. He's hilarious. Do you follow him on Twitter? I don't even tweet that much, and I know he's funny.
I'm going to do that right now as you speak.
Do that right now. I was very curious when that trade went down how you felt about it. Because, of course, being Yager and being in Jersey, it made me think of you.
Okay. You know what it is? Florida right now is just like they're just completely enamored because they have such a great player, but I know at some point Jersey, like all the old garden jerseys, slowly kind of like they're not even just sort of leaving in droves, but it's slowly trickling out like a really bad cut.
That's fair.
And at some point, it's just there's gonna be no more of the old Devils, and it's just making me sad because we're gonna suck for a good while before we ever get back to any place, you know, worthy of being competitive.
That's the problem with rebuilds.
Yeah,
they're tough.
Just last year when St. Louis left the Lightning, that was the last player from the Stanley Cup run, and that was weird. I mean, it's been 10 years. Things are going to change, but that's really weird when, like, guys whose names you knew like almost better than some of your relatives are now gone. You're like, oh, my uncles are gone now. Like, okay, well, they're your uncles. They shouldn't be playing hockey. Calm down, Erica. But, you know, that's how it feels.
This story took a weird turn.
He's like your weird old uncle. Like, you know, right?
He was until he went to Philly.
Yeah, that makes it weird. That makes it weird.
Well, I don't know who anybody who would ever willingly go to Philly. Like, I figured if you were, like, the top player in the NHL, and they're like, oh, by the way, you're getting traded to Philly. Yeah, I'm like, no, and I quit hockey. And I go work at Starbucks, because I figured if I'm going to have, like, a, you know, a lot of a dignity in my life, I might as well at least just, you know.
Aw, go be a barista?
Well, that's like...
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Ash. I didn't mean it like that. No.
That was my livelihood for, like, 10 years. Luckily, I don't have to do that anymore. Thank Christ.
Yeah, but you were good at it, though.
Maybe that's what Navi did when San Jose was like, hey, go to the Islanders, and he was like, I'm going to be a barista. Play with the Islanders. No. Oh, man. So Ashley's going to not die, and cool. She's got the Western Conference for us.
All right, let's go with the Western Conference.
Okay.
That was a bird.
Pacific Division, Ducks are number one, 91 points. Vancouver is second with 80 points, so 11-point gap. Calgary is third at the moment with 79, and the wild card is Minnesota and the Jets. And blah, 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 who cares, because Central Division.
No, hold on, no, time out. If Minnesota clinches the wild card, you know what? They have to. I just love Minnesota because they suck enough where they're terrible, but I just love watching them succeed in a way. I don't know. Like,
well, you must really like Christmas as a holiday because they look like elves.
I think I have a soft spot for Minnesota, guys.
That's fair. The interesting thing about Minnesota this season is how bad they were and how... It just kind of shows you how important goaltending is when they got in Dubnyk. Like, they're not super great now, but they've been doing really well as of late just because of goaltending. So, good for them.
And because of viral videos of them getting, like, bitched out by their coach.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but you did.
Oh, no, that's my favorite piece. Like, I watched that about 30 times at night.
If you need someone to make you feel bad about yourself, maybe, like, John Tortorella can, like, he should do, like, a Kickstarter where you, like, pay to have him yell at you.
I would donate $20 of my hard-earned money to have John Tortorella yell at me.
And tell you how bad you're doing at something.
At something, anything. Yeah. I don't even care.
Yep.
You're drinking that soda wrong. Yes. I'm bitch at you now.
No, he'd just knock it out of your hands.
Yes. Exactly. And then just stare at you.
With that in peace.
Or better yet, just have a shouting match between him and Mike Yo. Like, how great would that be?
Yeah.
Screw boxing matches. That's what I want to see. Take my money.
Just 2 minute suits staring at each other and seeing which one will snap first.
Who's the guy who got up on the benches this year to yell at the other coach? Was it this year or late last year?
Was that Patrick Waugh?
Might have been Patrick Waugh. I don't know.
Patrick Waugh's a crazy fuckhead, though.
It's true.
He always has been.
Yeah, I mean, nothing new there, but... Crazy.
It's true. So Central Division.
Central Division. Whoop, whoop.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steamroll over Central Division.
It's fine.
See, Nashville, awesome. St. Louis, cool. And again, Chicago. That's all right.
But Nashville with that, they had like a 6-game losing streak. So the Blues have actually managed to like catch up a little bit. So they're only 2 points behind right now. And they've got games in hand. So shit could get interesting. I really don't want St. Louis to play Chicago.
You think they're going to lose that bad?
It's not... I think there's some mental hang-ups there that could pose a problem.
The Lightning don't want to play Montreal.
It's not that I don't think they can handle it. It's that I just worry that after living in Chicago's shadow for as long as they have, that it's going to continue to bite them in the ass. That's all.
Oh, that got really sad. I'm like, damn. Like, I really don't.
She's had a couple close cup runs. It's hard to get to the playoffs and then not do anything.
Also, I hate fucking losing to Chicago. and LA. Those are the two teams. Like,
oh man, fuck LA.
Well,
No. See, the thing is, though, I should be angry at LA. I should be very angry at LA. But you know what? Last day in the Cup. Oh gosh, it was glorious.
Well, I'm a Sharks kid. So that's part of my problem. But the Sharks melted down on their own. LA is very good in Stanley Cup runs. So
Sharks are in the process of doing that again, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think they're about ready for a rebuild. I don't know. They're messing things up.
Well,
they were struggling for a while. It doesn't seem like it was a clean sweep like it was last season.
No, last year they were a force to be reckoned with. This year they're like...
They're not even in the playoff run right now.
No, they're fighting to get into the wild card. Yeah. No, this year the most exciting thing is that they had like a Christmas wrap about holiday sweaters.
Which, you know what? Oh, time out. I got to post that on a page when this goes up.
Yeah, no.
That might actually be better than a Super Bowl shuffle.
Yes.
It's pretty funny. It's weirdly long. Like, you're almost like, is it done yet? But then, like, I can sing it in my head right now. I'm not singing that loud. But, like, it's catchy. Please. Yeah.
No, please do.
No.
You have to now.
But there's the mascot, the shark, is in the video, and then there's...
Sharky the San Jose Shark.
Yes.
It's a terrible name.
Yeah. I mean, it's really creative.
Yep. Somebody thought long and hard about that one.
Yes. Yes. Any team that enters a game by coming out of the shark's mouth is good in my book. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, the only problem, though, they're only, like, 1 point, like, below Winnipeg. So, I mean, there's a clear possibility that they could kind of sneak in there. But granted, Minnesota's pretty high up, though.
Yeah.
Listen, he's all like, do you see about my other team, Minnesota?
I think Minnesota will make it in. Minnesota was in last year.
Minnesota's got good things going for them.
Yeah.
I will probably buy a Wild jersey if they somehow end up in the finals.
Do it.
By some miracle of, like, the ice gods. I don't know.
The couple of stadium collapses and the mumps.
I could list a few jerseys that are in the shades of blue that you could also purchase if you were so looking. Just a few.
I don't know. I think people probably ask what team am I repping, because at least you're say Tampa Bay, and I'm like, I don't think we even are aware of the fact that, no offense, but the Blues and the Lightning, I've never seen anybody in this area rock a Tampa Bay Lightning jersey.
We can fix that.
I think the last time I saw a Tampa Bay Lightning jersey, like, in any sort of, like, pop culture was, what was that rapper, Craig Mack?
Is that a Christian rapper?
No.
I don't even know. Sorry, Craig Mack.
He really had, like, maybe one hit, but I remember there was one music video during, like, the mid-90s where he was rocking the Tampa Bay Lightning jersey.
See, at least we have Nelly. People know who Nelly is.
Oh, bite me. Bite me. Wench. You know what we have? A Stanley Cup. Oh.
Wow. I've never heard that argument before.
Never.
Ever. I don't know. Nelly was pretty hot in, like, the early 2000s, so, I mean.
Yay!
Hey, it's Ryan.
Yep, it was Ryan. He interrupted Ryan.
Wait, weren't we not supposed to tell him that he won't flip out about?
Oh, that LiveWire is disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for the Mountain Dew thing. As he comes into the room and takes your laptop and walks away with it. Like, give it a shit.
No more for you.
Oh, God. So, we were talking... Did we talk about this at all? I know we were going to get into this whole friggin' expansion with Vegas.
Yes.
Can someone explain to me, like, why is Vegas fighting so hard for a hockey team right now?
There's nothing going on in the whole state of Nevada as far as sports teams.
They don't even have basketball there?
No, they've got college. They've got...
Yeah.
University of Nevada. I think they've got a campus in Las Vegas and probably something in Reno. That's about it.
Being a showgirl isn't an athletic profession?
No.
No?
It is. I mean, that takes a lot of, like, physical activity.
That's a lot to balance on your head, I'm just saying.
Awkward.
No, I'm picturing, like, you know, like, the giant feather headdress. That's hard work, right? I'm assuming.
What casino are you, or lounge is this happening at? I'm confused now. I'm a little scared.
Like, the classic Vegas showgirl has, like, a giant headdress.
Okay.
You know, I haven't been to Vegas. I'm making assumptions. Sorry.
I never actually been to Vegas either.
Sorry, all of Adrian's Vegas friends.
I went when I was, like, 10 or 11, so it doesn't really count. I basically hung out in arcades the entire time while my parents got drunk and gambled. So there's that.
So in other words, between your arcade game playing and their, because like their gambling, like you pretty much lost probably the same amount of money.
Yeah, she was baby gambling.
It was probably mostly spent at air hockey tables.
Yeah.
So I realized I actually suck at air hockey. I don't know. I haven't played in so long, and like I was at a Dave and Buster's a couple of months ago, and I'm like, should I just play air hockey all the time? I'm like the friggin' name someone who's good at air hockey who's not
They're all so famous.
Yes. I was gonna say I'm kind of like the Crosby of air hockey.
You could be the Brodeur of air hockey. There you go.
No, well I was gonna say on the the sober Brodeur during air hockey.
There you go.
But I love this though. Any article that starts with Canadian poker star.
What?
Like, well, I pulled up the article that that Ash sent me and from NHL.com, and the first three letters of this article about the Vegas expansion is Canadian poker star.
He knows a thing or two about odds. What's done. Super funny about this article, actually, is, like, the final paragraph mentions that, like, you'll see these deposits come through, and you'll know in, like, you'll know in faster than 4 to 6 weeks. And literally, so this article was done in February, and there was an article that was posted 2 days ago that I just found, and they're still, like, 2,000 people away from the 10,000 they need to secure it for their, they wanted 10,000. And I was like, well, that's like the 6 weeks they were saying, .. It was kind of funny.
I'm not going to lie. Part of the reason I sent you this article was because the tagline just made me laugh.
Yeah. There are going to be so many bad puns with that team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was all.
That game was a little dicey.
Oh.
I was like, the bit was strong, but it ended up being a crapshoot.
Yeah, there are going to be so many puns. It'll just be, those journalists will really enjoy that, I'm sure.
Ugh.
But does anyone actually live in Nevada that generally, like, because imagine, of course, they keep mentioning Vegas, but it's like, who's going to Vegas, like, on a family trip saying, well, might as well go see this hockey game?
I think if you're talking about people that are NHL fans to begin with, I think there's actually kind of a big draw there to catch another team while you're there. As long as, I'm assuming casinos are open pretty late. They could go to a game, presumably get drunk, then go back to the casino and gamble, right? My other thought was, if you are the casinos, that's a really good freebie or giveaway. If you buy in and have like a box or whatever, like win free tickets, blah, blah, blah. Like that's, that's an easy giveaway, but I don't know. Is that draw there? I mean, the closest thing to being in the desert would be Arizona, and that's been interesting.
But no, that's, what are you talking about? That's been amazing. Like, the Coyotes swept the Stanley Cup for like 5 years.
Yeah, but they couldn't even keep an owner, dude. They were almost done. Like, literally, what, a year or two ago?
Would we have missed them now?
They've been having some attendance problems. I mean, it's not Panthers bad, but it's pretty dicey down there as far as that goes.
Yeah, they were actually, they didn't have an owner. The NHL had controlling rights for a couple years there. They just recently have an actual owner, and then the name change happened.
Well, they had an owner who then sold the majority rights to some other guy.
Yeah.
They had a hell of a time keeping an owner.
Well, the Islanders have had issues like that too, right? Where they've had a horrible, horrible, evil owner.
Oh, you mean John Spano, who's not real?
I'm fake!
What, did they make him up? No. He's like a hologram or something?
So this happened like mid-90s. John Spano tried to buy the Islanders. He said he was worth like hundreds of millions of dollars. He was worth like maybe a couple $100,000.
Bitches don't fact check.
They put him in control of the team. He ran the team operations for like 4 months before they finally figured out, like, we're not getting our money from this guy. What the actual fuck? And he ended up going to jail and shit for it.
They should probably go to jail for not doing their due diligence.
No, there's a documentary. It's a 30 for 30 on Netflix about it. It's called like Big Shot, I think. It's actually really interesting if you're a nerd and you're me.
Ashley randomly wants to know at least like 5 facts about every team, which I don't disagree with.
I like knowing stuff.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Sorry, I just kind of had a bit of a...
I also go by Erica. That's my casual name.
I'm done. Good night, everybody.
We're friends. You can call me Erica. It's okay.
What did you find?
Nothing. I just realized, though, did you guys... I completely missed it. Ash, this especially goes after you. Did you by any chance watch that Phoenix Rising special?
No, fuck. I totally forgot.
I totally forgot, too. Fuck. At some point, though, we might have to, like, record an addendum or, like, a mini-episode after watching it and then talking about it.
Can you... I think you guys should watch it and have Skype on, and you could, like... I want, like, outtakes from you guys watching it. I think that'd be entertaining.
Doing running commentary.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sure ESPN will post it.
Yeah.
Well, isn't, like, ESPN, are they the ones that are all like, oh, if you record something without, like, the consent of ESPN, like, they'll come to your house and kill you?
Bring it. I ain't scared.
Please send Gary Bettman to my house. Let me fuck that shit up.
He's not ESPN.
Whoops, sorry, NHL. Yeah, ESPN is a big bunch of too. They don't understand how important the NHL is.
Look, we already know your history. We have the other episode on record. We know you have a history of getting thrown out of establishments and punching people. Can we not bring violence into...
Ooh. Florida's beating Winnipeg right now. That's kind of exciting. Florida's Winnipeg right now.
Cats beating a maple leaf on an airplane.
2-1, end of the second. I just noticed as I'm looking at this NHL page, it's got all the scores for the games that are happening right now. So, sorry.
That's okay. Because now I'm gonna actually track this for the whole show. I'm like, wow, this isn't funny at all. There was like about 8 hours of dead silence as they looked at their own websites.
So interesting. They also have like the top headlines, and some of them are a little awkward just by themselves. Fantasy, riding the hot hand.
That's a video, otherwise I'd click it.
Oh, no, I was, and I'm like, come on, I was like, this is not nearly what I thought it was going to be.
Stasny leading Blues in a different way.
That one's not a video, we can't.
Hi-o.
Doesn't that sound a little inappropriate?
Oh, here we go, Paris, Dubnyk giving Wild more than saves.
It's all it's all in how you say it.
Oh, this is boring, it's just talking about how he's taking on a leader.
Talbot robs Backstrom with glove.
Ooh.
Yeah, robs are rough.
Wayne Gretzky Fantasy Camp? That's a thing?
In Vegas. Dun-da-da-da.
Look, the last time Wayne Gretzky owned a team, all right, all hell broke loose, so no more.
His name inappropriately? That's really awkward.
You wait, can read that out loud.
Semin scores no goal from his stomach.
Yo, I saw that goal. It was badass.
I'm just saying. Also, Schlemko is a funny name.
He's in with Dallas.
I know. Who was the guy the other night with Dallas when we were at the game with a name it's a made up name.
It's not real.
It's not a real name.
Fuck, what was his name?
I appreciate your effort to make sure that there are things that even we can't pronounce.
It was
Was it all just consonants? Like they couldn't afford vowels where he was from?
Well, she's trying to look it up. He's from Dallas, and it's not a terrible name, but the way your mouth moves to say it, we were literally just like, is his name.
No.
Wait, is it Ryan Garbutt?
It was.
Well, let's see, there's Valor, Valeri, Nikash.
Yogi Pocket.
No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the roster for Dallas.
Yep.
These names are unpronounceable. Yogi Pocket.
I had so much fun with that freaking last name. It made me so happy.
And his first name is Jerky?
J-Y-R-K-I. There are not enough vowels in that.
Maybe, is it Jerky?
Probably.
Jerky, Yoki Paka. And so Yoki Paka just sounds silly, so we ended up just being like, oh, there goes, oh, which is, I mean, maybe a little offensive, but also kind of funny.
He's from Finland, so there's not enough
There's
vowels.
A guy named Carl Sneep. That's a pretty fun name.
Professor Sneep?
Snape.
What's with the Harry Potter jokes tonight? Damn.
Ironically, I actually I just watched all of the movies all over again in like maybe 3 days' time. So it's fresh. I should have quick responses.
Damn. So was anybody... we actually talked about this. Who did I record with? Damn, I can't even remember all the people I talked to about it. But we're discussing Goblet of Fire. And just how disturbing the end of that movie is, but not for the reasons that you would think. Like, okay, Voldemort comes back. Cedric Diggory is brutally murdered. Like, one of their classmates. And, like, everything has gone terrible. And yet the ending theme is, like, the most jaunty, like, overly happy score
it's
to
so
a movie
funny
I've ever
because
heard.
Literally, I was thinking about that. And then also, having watched them all so quickly together, like, 1 through 3, things are a little dark. But it's not terribly, you know, super dark. But you get to, like, 5 onward. And it's kind of like, these are just, I mean, it ends well-ish. But it's pretty fucking dark. Baby Voldemort dropping into the cauldron always creeped me the frick out. The like,
oh, like the aborted fetus Voldemort. Oh,
maybe that's the reason I don't want kids. I don't know. Maybe no Voldemorts for me, thanks.
Connected. He's like, oh, did you find a name for your child? Oh yeah, yeah. He should not be named. I'm like, yeah, your child. Like, no, we're not.
No name.
We're not giving him a name.
No.
And just to screw with you, like the poor baby will have some sort of like thing where it won't have a nose. You're like, oh god.
Exactly. Please look like Ralph. What's his name? No. Is it Fiennes? Fiennes?
Yeah. Oh, yes. No, Fiennes. Oh, there we go. Ralph Fiennes.
There you go. Yeah. Just look like him with no nose, please. I'll also make the baby gray. Does it come in gray?
Does it come in gray? Like, oh, I'm sorry, that costs extra. Like, we can also give it, like, a nice little, like, yeah, metallic
exactly
coat on it.
There you go.
You're gonna throw some rims on it, too, while you're at it.
Yes, rims, please.
Oh, I just heard, I know this is, like, old news, though, but I was listening to, Amish Baby Machine, and supposedly Pimp My Ride is fake.
Oh, I read some articles on that about how they, like, vehicles were, issues were not actually addressed, and then a lot of times what they did for TV they took away afterwards. Yeah.
Right.
That was pretty fucked up.
That's shady as hell.
Yeah, like, they'd put, like, a TV in, like, the front, and they'd be like, well, that's not safe for the road, so you don't get the TV.
Well, I mean, it's not. But still.
Yeah.
What, you don't play PlayStation while you're driving on the freeway?
Yes, please.
No, apparently I'm doing life wrong.
I usually just cross-stitch from the passenger seat while the husband drives. So fancy. Yep.
Lucky Gizalea.
The fanciest. No, that show, though, always, you were always a little bit jealous, but then you were also a little bit pensive. Like, wait. Do I want my car to be neon orange and fluffy? Will anyone take me seriously with this car? I don't know.
No one takes me seriously with the car I have now.
Well, you do drive a little cute roller skate.
It's adorable and I love it. And screw everyone.
Wait, a roller skate?
It's a Scion IQ. It looks like a little tiny roller skate.
I've never actually... Hold on, I gotta look this up. Scion IQ.
We have a friend with a pickup truck and the running joke is that sometime we'll get... Her car's name is Hal. Sometime we'll get Hal on the back of a pickup truck.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Hal. We were just talking about Hal.
Hal's pretty great.
He is pretty great.
Oh, come on. The IQ's adorable.
Right?
It is a little roller skate, though. You have to admit.
If that were a Power Ranger, if that were like a Zord, it'd definitely be a foot.
Yes. And nothing else.
I know what animal it would be. It'd be like a little manatee.
Oh.
What does this have to do with hockey?
So much. Now I'm figuring out what my car would be, and since this is clearly an aquatic animal-themed version of Power Rangers, I think my car is maybe a stingray. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. I have a Kia Forte, and it's gray as well. Hal is gray, for clarification. So I maybe I'm like the leg, and she's the foot. We need a lot more attendees.
Well, talk to your buddy, the Canadian poker star. I'm sure he knows a lot about that.
Speaking of Power Rangers, though, how about all the ones that have gone crazy and tried to kill people lately? That's kind
of... Oh, who was the one, the guy, he killed somebody with a sword?
Yeah, pretty great. And then the other one, there was another one from a different series that killed people a vote. Yeah.
I guess because I spend all my time on Bleacher Report, I miss out on real news. What the hell?
Yeah, that's...
Wait, time out. Erica, please tell the story, because I remember the guy with the sword, but I don't remember the other Power Ranger.
Yeah, the guy with the sword, he, I guess, got into conflict with, like, his girlfriend and a roommate, right? That was that one.
Which ranger was it?
I don't...
From Dino Thunder or something like that?
That shit doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, these were all, like, after...
No, we had to say alleged, because, well...
These were all after the initial incarnation, like, the ones we grew up with. The other one, he and an accomplice, I guess on the pretense of, like, potentially buying a boat, like a yacht, they murdered a couple to take their boat.
Okay, now I know you're on a TV show and whatnot, but Power Rangers doesn't have yacht money.
Right.
That's crazy talk.
So definitely murder people so you can have yachts.
Oh, I heard... Okay, I just pulled up the article, and I'm sorry, guys, it's Fox News came up, so...
Yeah.
Former Power Rangers... All right, you know what? I feel bad. Let me take this away. I'm going to go find another article.
Hey, we're down in Florida. We like...
Oh, my... Okay, this is great. This is great. There's a website called Murderpedia.
The fuck?
There's a wiki for everything from Gatorade to murder.
I just found my episode title. Okay, this is great. Okay, this guy... It doesn't even tell you the story. The guy, I guess, the defendant or whatever, the Skylar Julius... Deleon?
A terrible name.
Well, he was born John Jacobson Jr., so I can understand why he changed it. Classification. Murderer. Characteristics. Former child actor. Robberies. The bodies were never found.
Oh.
Number of victims. 3.
Ooh.
And then it goes through, like, the date of the murders, the date of arrest, his date of birth, the victim profile, the method of murder, so... Stabbing with knife / tied to an anchor and thrown. Oh my god!
Told you, man!
Holy shit!
Yeah, dark shit.
Wait, was he a Power Ranger himself, or was he just like an extra on the show?
He was another Power Ranger, from what I heard.
Hold on, I need to look this up because I don't know what show this guy's from. Because I know the other guy, he was from like Wild Force or Dino Thunder or something like
that. At least the cast from like the original one. What did the one guy? He became like a gay porn actor. Like that's not that bad, all things considered, right?
I heard that was an urban myth. Did he actually?
I don't think that's accurate.
I don't know. One of them is like a special martial arts guy too, or something.
Tommy grew up to be an MMA fighter, and he's like still doing that.
There you go.
And he
doesn't think that new Power Rangers reboot, that little teaser, he thinks that was too violent for the chillins.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's like a really like uber conservative Christian.
Yeah.
I think that was kind of awesome, I will say.
It was pretty amazing. Like, obviously, it's a fan film. It is clearly a different take on Power Rangers. But for a fan film, I mean, holy shit. That was pretty amazing.
Here's my fear, though. My fear is something like... that gains enough traction to where they actually want to do a legit reboot and that they're going to give it to Michael Bay, because who the fuck else is going to direct a goddamn Power Rangers movie?
What's the guy?
J.J.
Shit, I got nothing.
J.J. Abrams.
If J.J. Abrams directs a Power Rangers movie, I'm there opening night. Shut up and take
all
my money.
All of them take like 7 years to get there, but I'd appreciate that. Or Joss Whedon, they'd all be recast as women.
And everyone would die at the end.
Oh.
No, I mean, with Ninja Turtles and Transformers.
He murdered it.
Well, he's been given all of these 90s reboots, so that would just be my fear. So.
And he literally cast Megan Fox in everything. Barf. Sorry to the fan base. Sorry.
Is there a fan base for Megan Fox? Or Michael Bay?
I hope not for Michael Bay, but maybe, I mean, sometimes you don't need her to act. Sometimes you just need her to stand there. I don't know.
Okay, I'd like to make a correction, though. The guy who killed his roommate with the sword, it was Power Rangers Samurai, which I guess is kind of fitting.
I can't kill you with my steak knife. I must use my samurai sword.
All right, you know what? I'm going to look him up on Murderpedia, because this is...
Have you already pinned that in your bookmarks, Murderpedia?
Oh, yeah. Because I'm just going to find, like, I'm just going to keep looking up celebrities, see who keeps popping up. Oh, there's no search function? Oh, my God, I got to go through, like, how is it? It's Murderpedia. How is there not, like, a search? Okay, hold on. Maybe if I go by, like, this name is, like, Ricardo Medina Jr. What's all these juniors? Oh, you know what? That's right. It's last name. Oh, God. I'm going to find this guy. I don't think he's on Murderpedia, guys.
That's just depressing, man.
But this is scary. Like, I don't know how they mark this. Is this just, like, every murderer general? Or is it... This is dark. This is, like, some Criminal mind shit.
Adrian's into this.
It's like Deadly Women, but not only women.
Deadly Power Rangers.
Oh, that's, like, that show my sister and I were watching. I don't even know if it's still on. I think it was, like, on True TV or ID, one of those networks where it's, like, they take... I think it was called, like, Heartbreakers or, like, these stories of, like, you know, lovers trysts gone horribly wrong and people led to murder. But the reenactments were, like, done by, like, you know, D-list celebrities. Like, there was a story, like, this guy who was having an affair with this, like, woman at school. And then there was, like, a gym teacher who was then having an affair with the same woman. But it was, like, Antonio Sabato Jr. What's the dude? The one from the Brady Bunch. You want to play Bobby? Like, it was the greatest show ever.
That's ridiculous.
The only reason to watch shows like that are the horrible, horrible...
I go through binges where I watch Discovery ID for like a week straight, and Ryan's like, we both have life insurance now, remember that. So, you know, the playing field's even. That's all.
No, that's not... I'm sorry, one day I'm on Murderpedia just being goofy and it's like, oh, Erica Ritter, it's like, oh, wow. He's a classification murderer, and it's like, excuse, that's like it's like he said the lightning sucked and that was it.
they're his team too. He wouldn't say that, or I don't know.
You guys seen a pretty like hush me up very pretty quickly when we talked about Livewire, so
Winnipeg and Florida are tied now.
And Florida and Boston are in OT now. I'm sorry. Tampa Bay and Boston. I didn't say it.
Oof. Well, no, it's you're not wrong. They're still in Florida, but you didn't say the Panthers, so I think you can say that.
I think I did.
Philly and St. Louis still scoreless. How the fuck are they still scoreless? It's like the end of the second.
I don't know. But in this derp shootout, look, Dallas beat Carolina 5-3.
It's like derp revolution.
Derp shootout. To clarify, the game I don't think went to a shootout, but
no.
But you know, it was a battle of the derps.
Ottawa's beating Montreal right now. That could be.
Oh, Canada.
If Montreal loses, you guys have already gotten an OT point. You're tied right now.
Ayo. So, go Ottawa, go.
So win that shootout.
Meanwhile, everybody in Jersey is going to Vegas to gamble. And everybody's favorite poker star is like, hey, you guys suck. Come to my team. I cut you a deal. I know a guy.
Oh, Jesus. Edmonton and Pittsburgh?
Edmonton's still a hockey team?
Yes.
Yeah. Edmonton managed to score 4 goals tonight and still couldn't beat Pittsburgh. 6-4.
What game? It was the Oilers in Carolina. I had nothing going on Sunday.
I mean, clearly.
Edmonton was up 3-0, and Carolina managed to come back and beat them like 7-4 or something like that.
Ow. That hurts.
Thought we did bad.
The Oilers just have no fucks left to give, I guess.
Well, not. They have more fucks to give than Buffalo. Buffalo has, like, have they broken 40 points yet this season?
Maybe.
They have the least in the league. They are...
Because Buffalo?
Buffalo has 44 points, and the division, the leaders for the whole league right now...
Are 90. They're
91. That's the Rangers, the Habs, the Preds, and the Ducks all have 91 points. So literally, that's almost a 50-point gap. That's scary.
More than half.
Yeah. They're in the they're going for that Connor McDavid trophy as opposed to that Stanley Cup trophy.
Apparently, this is the year for everybody to tank. So let's all tank.
I don't know though, because I mean, Nashville usually was at the bottom of the dog pile, and so is Florida usually, and they're not dog piling it.
Yeah, but you've got some other teams that normally aren't tanking that are, like Phoenix.
Phoenix is usually at least middle of the pack. Yeah.
Yeah.
and a Maple Leafs this season.
Poor Maple Leafs.
That was another talking point, if I'm not mistaken. The what? Maple Derps.
We weren't talking about the Maple Derps.
We're going to make fun of Phil Kessel.
I didn't actually write that down, did I?
All we want the world to know is that Phil Kessel looks like a computer programmer. I'm not sure why he's playing hockey. That's all. And when I'm mad at my computer, I want to know where Phil Kessel is and why he's not fixing it.
Okay, this is great, by the way, guys. Hold on. Please, stupid computer, don't screw with me. All right, so I was just kind of looking up, like, Power Ranger scandals. But I guess for some reason TMZ is, like, crashing. Go figure.
How rude.
The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers reunion was botched. Producers offered insulting money for a lame cameo and were impersonal jerks, all in caps, mind you, about the whole thing, so says Karen Ashley, the second Yellow Ranger, who's also declining to attend. Ashley ranted for 45 minutes Thursday on the audio blog Uncensored Radio about how poorly the 20-year reunion was handled. I'm sorry. Wow, this website really sucks.
Yeah, that sounds like it was really well written.
Well, her chief beef. Participating would burn 5 days from her schedule, but she claims producers only offered to pay for two.
I mean, what else does she have going on? No offense.
As TMZ previously reported, original Blue Power Ranger David Yost, who played Billy, actually left the series allegedly for being hassled because he was gay by producers.
Ouch.
And original Black Power Ranger Walter Jones followed suit in support of his friend.
Huh.
I need to follow this rabbit hole now.
Hockey, Gatorade, Power Rangers.
Well, I heard a rumor like ages ago on Wikipedia that it wasn't the producers that were harassing him for being gay, that it was actually Tommy.
Which, considering the uber-conservative side, might have some merit.
It might be.
Yeah.
The idea has merit.
But you know what, though? Tommy can play the more, you know, and I'm going to call him out here, and I call him out, and he'll find out about the show, and he'll punch me in the face. But, he was saying, they're saying before about he doesn't like all the violence and the profanity of the fan film. But yeah, he in the same interview, he's pretty much expressed interest that he's trying to get a part in a reboot. So of course he would then bash the fan film.
How can you bash the graphic nature of that when you're an MMA fighter, though, too? Like, that makes none of the sense.
I mean, granted, this was all in 2013 when this happened. Or at least as far as, like, the... All right, anyway, so this is... Okay, so yeah, the producers harassed him for being gay when he was on a show from 93 to 96. And Walter Jones said, "I'm sorry to disappoint the fans as I would have loved to be part of it," Jones tells TMZ. "David, who I still keep in touch with regularly, is a very great guy, and it would have been fun to work together again on something we helped originate." But supposedly, like, it's funny because then it goes into the whole budgetary concerns, like... So this entire time, it looks like not only were there some, like, shady personal politics, but they're pretty much getting everybody to reunite for, like, what I'm assuming is chump change, but no one's actually, you know, coming out and saying how much they were being offered.
Yeah, you're not giving us numbers, actually.
But I'm really excited, though, because there's a convention, EternalCon, in Long Island this June, where all the original cast, with the exception of the original Yellow Ranger, who, of course... died in the car crash back in the early 2000s, are all going to be there.
That's badass.
Yeah, but it's also like $40 for each ranger.
Oh, sorry.
So, of course, 40 times 5 is like, oh.
That gets expensive fast.
Start a Kickstarter.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I was going to say, if they wanted the Power Rangers to make money off this, put the damn thing on Kickstarter and see how many people contribute. People go nuts for that shit.
Uh-huh.
Well, they probably shut it down quicker than they have the film.
You saw, are you a fan of the oatmeal?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
Yeah, the card game, that thing got like $1 million worth of backing in like a day. Like, you can make shit happen if you market it the right way. And literally all they would have to do is put like Power Rangers as the header and people would be there.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is I should start a Kickstarter
and just call
to get the Power Rangers to reunite.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just a suggestion. All right, then. Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
We'll do it.
Well, then.
Screw all this hockey and this podcasting.
I'm just going to start a Power Rangers podcast. Wow.
No, actually, Kickster. Correction, I thought about doing that.
Just Power Rangers all the time?
Well, considering that, like, pretty much almost every series, at least of the original run, up until whatever series that was Zordon got was killed, all those shows were on Netflix, so I was literally going to go, like, episode by episode.
Wait.
But then I realized...
They killed Zordon?
Oh, did you guys ever watch Power Rangers in Space?
No.
So, okay, this is going to be pretty embarrassing, and you might actually just hang up on Skype, because it's going to get really bad that I know all this.
You just ruined my childhood.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, two Power Rangers in Space, were all, like, one long narrative. Before each show kind of became, like, a separate thing, like, it kind of followed this whole saga, and I don't know how true it is, but the rumor was that... After Power Rangers Turbo, like, ratings were so bad that the show was pretty... They were going to just cancel everything. So they figured, well, shit, if we're all going to lose our jobs, they're going to just basically write whatever they want. So Power Rangers in Space was this crazy story where Zordon had already left the show, actually, like, in a series prior. But there's this whole storyline where he gets captured in space and the Power Rangers leave Earth to go into space and find him. But, well, keep in mind, the command center blew up for, like, the third time. They have no powers. And, you know, they hook up with this space kid, Andros, who's got, like, red, like, blonde and brown striped hair. His hair, we used to call him peanut butter and jelly hair, because his hair looked like the Smucker's jars with the peanut butter and jelly mixed in. But in the whole show, it's, like, it's crazy, because the villain on the show is actually, like, the long-lost sister of the Red Ranger, who, I guess, was kidnapped as a child. And the monster that kidnapped her is rivals with another monster who, after fighting the dude, then takes her and raises her as his own child. And it's like, yes, he's like this horrible, like, evil guy, but at the same time, he's insanely protective of her and will save her from other monsters, including the Rangers. Then the Red Ranger turns out the reason why he has trust issues is his best friend was a Power Ranger during a battle. He got horribly injured and was in a coma, and he was kept in a cryotube, like, in the basement of the ship. And then the ship crashed, and he came out, and he's like, hey, I'm a Silver Ranger, guys. But then the Silver Ranger was putting moves on a Red Ranger's girlfriend, who's a Yellow Ranger. But then the Silver Ranger started dating the villain of the show, who's the Red Ranger's sister.
It sounds very contrived.
It's amazing, because the show just went completely, like, soap opera. Like, there was a whole episode where...
Salvador, he can't be a Power Ranger.
There was this whole, like, there was this whole episode where the Silver Ranger and Astronomer, I think was the villain's name, they were going to go on a date together. They're going to have a picnic. But she sent the monster out earlier in the day, so the Silver Ranger had to stand her up to go fight the monster that she launched. So then after destroying the thing, he came back, and then she, like, shot him with her blaster for standing him up.
And this is on Netflix?
This is on Netflix.
This sounds like if you let, like, angsty emo teenagers write a storyline.
It's so much fun, though, because it gets so nuts. And then at some point, the Red Ranger finally finds out that Astronomer is his sister, because they have the exact same locket, which I don't know how they didn't find it out beforehand. So now that she realizes her brother's still alive, she keeps having, like, these feelings, kind of like a, you know, Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader kind of thing.
Yeah.
So eventually... She starts turning, I guess, considered good, and they bring her on the ship, and the Rangers are like, fuck no, like, she tried to kill us for, like, 2 years, don't bring her on the ship. And it's like, no, she's one of us now, so she actually earns their trust, but in order to keep them from, like, getting killed, she actually goes back to distract them, and then, like, when they go back to find her, she's all, like, the friggin' Borg from Star Trek. Like, they actually rewired her brain so that way she would stay evil. So then in, like, the last two episodes of the show, like... They launched, like, this massive attack on Earth, and, like, all of, like, the characters from the show were, like, refugees in, like, this bombed-out camp. And then they were going to destroy the Earth, but then they're like, well, we'll destroy the Earth unless the Power Rangers show themselves. So then all five Rangers stand up on top of the building. So for years, Bulk and Skull finally know who the Rangers are. So then they go up in space, they finally find Zordon, and it's like, this is all-out war, so every ranger from every show up to this point is fighting every monster on their respected planets or regions, and it's like full-scale war, pretty much breaking everything full circle from the very first series. So they finally get to Zordon, and it's like, wait a minute. He's like, well, we finally got you. It's like, there's only one way you can stop all this. You're gonna have to destroy my tube. But if they destroy Zordon's tube, Zordon dies. Red Ranger finally figures it out, swipes the sword, breaks the tube. Zordon's dead, but somehow his energy causes most of the monsters to either revert back to their human selves or just completely turn to dust.
This sounds like the most epic thing ever.
So, like, after all these years, they finally get to Zordon, and, well, he has to die in order to save everybody. Like, Lord Zedd and Rita, like, they turn into, like, humans again because I guess there was some married couple. Goldar and his, like, Rita's brother, they turn to dust. What was the chick from Turbo? Divatox, I think, Divatox, was her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, she ends up back to her normal self, and it's like everything's right again, and it's like, I guess it was supposed to be the end of the Power Rangers, or at least that whole big storyline.
There's one important question.
Why do I watch all this?
The samurai sword to kill Zordon?
Oh, no.
That's fucked up.
You're welcome.
Oh boy, and there goes all of my morals down the toilet.
No, that sounds amazing. I need to watch this immediately.
Bad news, by the way, Boston just won.
Yeah,
I know. So we have this problem. Its name is Druin, and Druin knows how to assist like a mofo and how to hit the post like a mofo, but has literally only gotten what, like,
Two goals, 24 assists. Yes, if I remember correctly.
Like, he's trying real hard, but it's just not panning out right now. The two goals he's gotten are like the most contrived goals. Like, it bounced off a skate and off a post and in. Like, so rigged, it's not even real. He's trying so hard, like assist after assist. But like, if half those assists had been goals, well. At any rate, yeah, so he's the one who lost it for us in the shootout, but, tale of the tape, right? We're down three key players right now, though. We traded, Gudas to Philly and picked up Coburn, who was wonderful for two games.
It was more than two
games. Three or four games.
Yeah.
And, he's out with an upper body injury. Sorry, lower. I think lower body.
They're all out with lower body.
No. One is upper body. I think Paquette is upper body, and the other two are lower body. I know. That's like one it of matters. Those things,
like
with really it, with a bodily matters. Injury. Yeah. So Coburn's out 4 to 6 weeks. Palat, who's huge for us, he's out 2 to 3 weeks, and then Paquette is out 10 to 14 days. 10 to 14 days. So literally after that game in Montreal. We the next day we're down three players, so and all key players clearly. So, of course, we're lucky we eked out an OT point with the kind of mojo I'm sure they had after that. So, thanks. Laugh at my pain.
I'm not gonna laugh, but I'm only laughing because it makes you feel better. You know, when you smile, the whole world smiles with you.
I can't see your face right now, Adrian.
That's
speaking of smiling. Florida just score the go-ahead goal. There's only, like, 4 minutes left. They're going to beat Winnipeg. Woo-hoo!
Oh, and that one Pink Ranger from Power Rangers Lost Galaxy had cancer. I forgot about that.
You're so on topic, man. So on top of it.
Yeah, she... Hold on, I'm going to actually scroll down, because she was the original Pink Ranger on that show.
I'm going to be super off-topic with you. There is a Florida convention, by the way. Florida SuperCon. June 25th through
28th. What? Oh, crap. Why is it always, like, June is, like, the biggest, like, month for conventions, but it's, like, June is already booked solid, unfortunately.
Whatever. Billie Piper will be there, and she's beautiful.
Oh, she's gorgeous. From Doctor Who, right? Oh, that's not
bad. It's in Miami, too. You could get your tan on.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't want to drive all the way down to Miami for that.
No. And it wouldn't be feasible for him to stay with us when it's a 6-hour drive away either.
No.
Well, travel back and forth would be fun, I guess.
Oh, man. Iceman. Sean Ashmore. Bobby Drake. Iceman will be there.
Iceman.
Also, Animorphs.
Oh, holy crap. Remember Animorphs?
Yep.
That show is my shit, and those books are my shit. Like, that's the thing that, like, holds my childhood by the balls. I fucking love
it. I never read the books, though, but the TV show, like, it's so wonderfully low budget.
That's on Netflix, too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
We might actually have to do an Animorphs-related episode now.
Oh, man.
Please make this happen.
Oh, well,
I had a crush on him during the TV show run.
That was, Jake?
Yeah. He was the owl, right?
No, that was Tobias.
I'm mixing things up. It's been a long time.
Girl,
she knows.
I know.
She knows. You're this. I think she reads them before she goes to sleep at night.
No, I had all of them. I had all of them, and they got lost in one of the moves. Because I've moved 11 billion times.
Girl, I feel you. You know I'm there with you.
Such sadness.
It's a girl.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We literally counted out how many times the both of us have moved, and you beat me by like 5. But I mean, she was like 20 or 21 moves, and I was like 15 moves. So, just a few.
Oh, and what was the one Power Ranger? I'm sorry. I love how we're now having like recording two separate shows.
Oh man, Brett Dalton is going to be there too.
Wait, who's that?
Brett Dalton from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent Grant Ward. Or Psycho Pants.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Yep. I know. You're not an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fan.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Me, too.
Agent Carter was amazing, though.
Yeah. Jason Mewes, too.
Shut up.
Damn it.
We have to go now.
You kind of have to go now.
I won't drive to Miami for much.
Wait, is Kevin Smith also going, or is it just Jason Mewes?
Just Jason Mewes, I think.
It's still worth it.
Yep. Joey Lauren Adams?
From Chasing Amy? Oh, damn it.
Marilyn
Gigliotti?
Yep.
Up from Clerks? Oh, shit. Now it's like a Kevin Smith reunion.
Nichelle Nichols, Marina Sirtis.
What kind of Uhura's going to be? Oh, damn. See, now.
Go.
I can't go. I'm already doing like 800 cons in June.
But this one is better than those.
Vic Mignogna.
Very subtle.
Oh, and Billy Dee Williams and Peter Mayhew.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Fucking Chewbacca's gonna be there.
That's okay. I actually yelled at Chewbacca once.
Question mark?
There's some comic book superstars, too.
It was New York Comic Con. I want to say it's 2007 to 2008. I was standing on line to get in. Like, but it's like the line was inside the oven, and I don't know, like, the line was doing some weird snaking thing. Some guy, because, of course, he's got, like, braces, because, you know, he's really tall.
Yes.
He's, like, you know, he's walking with the braces, so he's kind of bobbing back and forth, and as he walks, he doesn't really say excuse me, he just keeps going, and he, like, kind of, like, knocks me out of the way, and I'm like, dude, watch where the fuck you're going, and I'm looking at the back of him as he's kind of, like, you know, walking away, and I'm like, hair, legs, braces. Oh shit, that's Peter Mayhew.
who ran it? Vanessa Williams ran you over last time we talked.
I got run over by Vanessa Williams. I almost cursed out Lou Ferrigno, and well, my sister stopped me, and also I guess maybe the hearing issues maybe wouldn't have heard me anyway. And I don't say that to be derogatory, but no. It's like I don't need to fight Lou Ferrigno. I can't.
That would probably not bode well for you.
No. I'm afraid of that man. And the older, like, it's like that older guy strength, too, where it's like they punch with experience.
Yeah.
Like, every punch is like a punch from the ages. Oh, like, who else did I run into? My sister and I saved Stan Lee's life.
Legit.
I sat on Kevin Smith's knee when I was in high school.
That's awesome. A little awkward, but awesome.
Well, it was weird because we were actually I don't know if I ever told that story on the podcast. So if I repeat myself, but this was freshman notes. This was like early sophomore year of high school, and I just actually bought a copy of Mallrats on VHS after having it on having recorded off of like the movie. I finally bought like the tape proper, and I watched this thing like 80 times that night, and I'm like. It just blew my mind because for some reason the other version missed half the movie because I just kind of recorded it like after the fact. So like a day later, I'm at the mall with my mom. Like we're driving home and it says like on the mall like has like this big bulletin board. It's like appearing tomorrow, Kevin Smith. I'm like, Mom, we gotta go. She's like, of course we gotta go because she's a big fan of his too. So we're waiting in line because this is like Suncoast Video showing you how.
Oh, throwback.
And we're waiting online. Of course, everybody's wondering, like, is Jay Mewes going to be here? Like, it's weird seeing Kevin Smith without Jay Mewes. Some girl screams, Jason Mewes is downstairs! So people are literally about to, like, jump the railing to get to the second floor. So as some guy, he's like this really short guy, might have actually been like a child, runs down the escalator that's going up, and security swoops down and snatches him, and someone screams, "That kid is back on the escalator again." So my mom, being a bigger fan of Jay, she's like, "All right, we'll split up. You stay in line for Kevin Smith. I'll go get the picture of Jason Mewes." So there's somewhere in these boxes a picture of my mom and Jason Mewes.
That's awesome.
Because she was going to get an autograph, but he was like, supposedly, you know, he was like, "Well, his hands were tired, so we'll just take pictures instead." I'm like, that's actually better.
Yeah.
That's real proof.
And so she finally came back upstairs and met me back in line. So when I finally meet Kevin Smith, I didn't say anything. Like, I couldn't say anything. And I'm like, "Hi, how are you doing?" I was like, "Here you go, sit." Because I was going to sit next to him. I was like, "You're not going to be able to frame. Here, sit on my knee. Let's make it weird." And it's just... And I'm like, I sat on Kevin Smith's knee, and my, like, I, oh my gosh, I have to find a picture. It's probably on my Facebook page, but it's the worst picture I've ever taken with one of my favorite, like, people of all time.
There are pictures Ryan took. We were walking around the Art of Animation Resort that had just opened on the Disney property down here in Florida, and we were in the Little Mermaid area, and I was born in 1987, so of course I was a massive Little Mermaid fan. But we're walking around and looking at stuff, and there's, like, the statue of Eric, and then there's, like, a giant dinglehopper. And I think we were in front of, like, this, like, human-sized dinglehopper. And I look over, and I'm starting to freak out, and I'm like, "Ryan, that's Ron Musker and John Clements. For those who don't know, those are the guys who directed the movie. And they're little old men now, but I know because I've watched way too many documentaries and special features. So I am like a 20-something-year-old woman who's like freaking out about two old men." And the park, they had actually like people from the parks with him. And one of them is nice enough. He walks up. He's like, "Did you want to say hello? Like, did you want to stop having a panic attack, ma'am?" So I actually like, I felt bad because I had a Brave t-shirt on. So I'm like, "I'm really sorry. The wrong redhead's on my shirt, sir." But
as if they're going to be like, "What? Get her."
Yeah, like they were clearly personally offended by the fact that I had a Brave shirt on and not a Little Mermaid shirt. But they were awesome. We got pictures with them. And Ryan's got this picture as we're walking away. And I have my hands under my sunglasses wiping away my tears of joy and panic. I was like, that's almost as good as the picture, a nice picture of us with them. So just the face. So we also,
that's pretty awesome.
It was awesome. There are different branches of that hotel, and one branch is Cars themed, and we saw them again in that area, and they looked over at us and they cracked a joke and they were like, "We didn't direct this one, but it turned out pretty good." Yeah, like that's cool that you can make that joke. That's pretty great. I mean, I haven't directed any movies lately.
Also, Cars is, like, the worst Disney movie ever.
Cars is the worst as an adult. Cars is pretty great.
Yeah, that's under the age that of movie five. Is, much like Frozen is, like, really, like, I mean, young girls especially are nuts for that movie. Like, Cars, unless you're, like, a 7 or 8 year old boy, Cars is kind of useless.
My nephew's all about it, but, again, he's, like, 4.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a specific age category. Speaking of Frozen, they announced that there's going to be a 2. Barf.
I never saw.
Wait, a 2 of Frozen?
They're making a sequel.
Yep.
It'd be great if it were like Olaf's Revenge or something. Then he stabbed somebody with a samurai sword.
No, Marshmallow, the like abominable snowman creature who actually seems like legit, like he has reasons to be pissed. Let him have revenge. Although maybe Olaf could be his trusty sidekick in that. There you go.
None of this means anything to me.
It's true. It's true.
The only Disney I care about is Marvel at this point.
You had Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that was like 11 billion years ago.
And what else is there? You like a couple others.
None of this is about hockey.
It's true. None of it is about hockey. But, you know, our moderator really stayed on topic with all of his Power Rangers death theme.
I'm sorry. It just, I don't know. Like, I completely derailed my old show.
Started with Gatorade and now we're here.
When have we ever, like, stayed on topic? I mean,
this
last
is the
episode.
First.
Yep.
Oh, don't. Wow. You're going to just admit that on the show. Oh, Jesus.
You're going to have a lot of fun editing this.
No, I mean, as far as deviation goes.
Oh, no, screw this. I'm not editing, like, a damn bit of this. Like, you know what? This show's weird and it's going to stay weird, all right? This is comedy gold.
The people that liked us the first time are like, they got weird.
So,
you got a little weird, but they got weird too.
But before we go, when the absolute, like, ever-living hell are you guys getting your own show?
I don't know.
I think that's something we're going to discuss probably this summer and hopefully make that happen as the hockey season starts.
Squee!
I mean, it's a little late to start right before the Stanley Cups. You have to build up to it, you know? I mean, you have to earn it.
What?
Yeah. Much like the playoffs, you have to earn it. Question.
I don't know anything about that.
You have to pay the price. Pay the price.
Goals that pay the cost to be the boss or whatever it is.
If you listen to way too much hockey talk, like if you listen to your announcers too much, then you pick up their sayings and you just insert them into everyday life. You have to pay the price. Pay the price. Anyways.
Adrian, are you still mad about Marty Brodeur? Because you should probably not be anymore.
All right, we're going to close with this, though, because I'm not... Okay, it's not even just him I was really angry at. I was angry at the organization itself. Because it really... Like, what, did you play two games with you guys and then just leave?
Like,
you're like, oh, I'm retired now.
Seven. With seven games.
Just... What's the line? Pay the $2.
I think that...
There's seven games to then just retire.
Well, the Blues... I'm trying to find a nice way to say this. The Blues didn't need him anymore.
Well, and I think he...
And
he didn't
want to sit on the bench and basically take up space.
Well, and he said since then, too, he should have retired sooner. Mm-hmm. His body's feeling better. You know, he's sleeping better.
Oh, shit. I mean, what?
Oh, so hateful. So hateful.
That was mean. That was a little mean.
No, I think, to be fair, as an outside opinion, because I am not a Blues fan. I am not an original Blues fan or a Jersey fan like you guys are, so it doesn't feel the same for me, but... anytime a team does not respect somebody who has been there with long standing and doesn't handle things the right way towards the end of the career, it's always going to burn, especially on the end of the person who's, you know, that's their team. Dave Andrechuk, he was our captain, our Stanley Cup winning captain, and I think it was maybe like 2009 or 2010, and like they got not even a quarter of the way into the season and they were like, oh, we're done. We don't need you anymore. And like there wasn't a ceremony or anything. Like, he finally got a statue, like, a season or two ago. So,
yeah, it was last season.
Yeah. So, like, there was nothing official. Like, we're at the end of the season. The year before, prior, they could have done something really nice, i.e. what they should have done for Marty, for you guys. You know, that's when I think fans get bitter, when you can't even have that, like, you need that closure.
To be fair, Marty is in St. Louis right now, basically fulfilling his contract, sort of. He feels the need to stay the year there because he signed a contract, which, fair.
He's being classy.
No, if he were classy, he would have stayed his ass in New Jersey.
Oh.
You guys kicked him to the curb.
I know. I'm still angry about that.
I know.
They could have worked it out. However, I'm going to completely steamroll this and say that Rhode Island's Comic-Con, the fucking Soup Nazi is going to be there.
Shut up. Really?
I kid you not. Next to Boba Fett and Dean Cain is the Soup Nazi.
I think we should go up there.
And Lori Petty, who I had a crush on ever since Tank Girl. I kind of need to go now.
Oh, man. Tank Girl. That brings it back.
That's also on Netflix. I saw that the other day. I got really excited.
I almost started Daria over again. Almost. Almost.
You and Daria is like me and Buffy. I just like watch it on loop. It's bad.
Well, we are Jane and Daria. We are.
Wow. Holy shit. I never put two and two together. You really are.
Right. Kind of, I don't know, depressing a little bit.
Not really. It's kind of sweet and endearing.
I mean, it's better than being, I don't know. I mean, would you rather be Buffy and Willow? I don't know. Who's going to be the lesbian?
Not it.
Not it. I'm the married one.
Damn it.
That don't mean nothing.
Adrian's like, pay to see it. Pay to see it.
Guess what?
Uh-oh, this is a weird segue. What?
Florida won. 4-2.
Yay!
Oh,
yay.
And Ottawa won. Yes!
Well, now that I've admitted to something very terrible between two good friends of mine, maybe we should probably end the show.
Right? Wah, wah. Ben, so hockey related. Victor Adrian has issues.
Oh boy, and no jokes about creases at all, please.
No, not creases, five holes.
Oh.
Yeah,
I think I rented that movie once. Anyway.
Put it in the file.
I'm gonna shut up because the whiskey's kicking in. All right. So before we go, where can the good people find you guys on the interwebs, if they so choose?
What?
Because you know what? Y'all need to start tweeting more about hockey, because you know what? If it weren't for you two, I would never know anything anymore.
I think I'm Erica Imagines on Twitter, and I know I'm Erica Imagines on Instagram. So there's that.
I am Iceberg74 on Twitter, and I think there's a link to my Instagram on there if you want to stalk me that way. I don't friggin' know.
Yeah, if you want to mix hockey and cross-stitch.
And hilarious live interpretations of NHL logos.
Yes, I think we're going to make a collage at the end of the season of those beautiful.
You kind of have to.
Yeah, they're pretty beautiful.
I don't know what to do once we're out of logos, like once we've seen everyone. I don't know what to do after that.
Maybe I'll have to bring yarn to games and interpret players' bad hair or something.
Like the haircuts of the NHL.
Yeah. Like I could do like a Jaromir Jagr tribute and like make a yarn mullet.
A yarn mullet. Anyway.
The Jaromir yarn mullet. Yes. Anyway.
Or we don't do the first idea that pops out of your mouth. Something else.
Oh.
All right, guys. That's a lot of fun. Thank you so much for stopping by. Oh, that'll do it for Adrian Has Issues. We'll see you next issue. You're all out of your fucking minds.